Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Guys, good evening. Welcome to our Grudge Talk Wednesday. Hope everyone is having a nice evening. I think we've got some few issues to touch on tonight for you. So what we go on and do, as always, open up the line. Beginning of the show, if you got any events or anything that you want to talk about, to go on and as we open up the lines now and go on and get that out the way as well. Like I said, if you got any events or anything you want to go on and announce, press one now, and we can actually get you guys out where you can speak. We got several callers early, so first caller here, 9155. Your line is open.
Chris, what's going on?
Oh, not too much, man.
Mr. Roger.
What's going on, Roger?
Oh, man, there's been so much going on this week. It's crazy.
Oh.
But May 10th, Union, South Carolina, North versus the South, No Mercy Motorcycle Grudge Fest. And on sale today, the ticket's $10 in advance. So get them while they're hot.
Well, I got you, brother. Man, you got them in advance.
Yeah, we got them in advance.
Okay.
So I'm ready to set up a page. So if you want a ticket, just go to my page and get them in advance. $10 while they're hot.
I got you. All right. Well, we got several more, so we're going to open up. I'm assuming that they got some events or something they want to haul out. So we got 8503. Your line is open. 8503. All right, we got 0676. Your line is open.
Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Oh, not too much.
I'm just listening in right now.
Okay, I got you. I got you. All right. Yeah. Any more people got anything pertaining to some events or whatever you want to go on and announce now to broadcast over the show? Press one on your phones now where we can go on and open up the lines and give you the floor. All right, we got 1948. Your line is open.
Hey, Chris, what's going on, man?
Not too much.
All right.
What's going on with you, man?
Oh, not much, man. Getting ready for that big weekend down in Valdosta.
I heard that. I'd like to see some nice weather.
Oh, yeah. I hope we get blessed and get through this weekend. We'll be all right.
I heard that. Definitely heard that. Yeah. Man, what else is going on your end?
Not much. You know, we got that deal pretty much we're locked in for the sheriff to ride for this weekend down in Valdosta on our new Pro Street bike.
Okay. All right. And for most of the people that don't know the sheriff, I guess you
the sheriff is Sean Keith Dennis.
And for you guys have heard that he will be riding Pro Street this weekend at Valdosta.
Right. Yep. He's riding Fearless Racing Pro Street Turbo Suzuki.
Okay. All righty then. Hey, any color special suit you gonna have on it?
No, we just now getting it together. I mean, in fact, he's wearing his original leathers. We still got some things to iron out. He just wants to try it out first and see, you know, if it's going to be a good thing for him to try and ride.
Okay.
You know, we're going to do some testing tomorrow.
I got you. No, I just was messing with you. Thought maybe we'd be able to put him in a red
on the rocket suit. All right, we put the rocket suit on hold.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's still going to go through that rocket ship training, though, he said.
Yeah, man, best of luck to see you guys this weekend.
Right on. Thanks. Thanks, man. I'm still hanging around on here.
Man, I was fine for the first part of the month. I was hoping that Sandham came on, but he may come on later on.
Yeah. I don't know. He might be getting himself hyped up, man.
Yeah.
You know, he came down off that out the rocket, you know, and everything. You know, you probably got a little bit of jet lag. I mean, it was a little bit of a hassle trying to get him to talk the regular language. You know, he had that other language going on there for a minute.
Yeah, I heard that.
We could barely understand him first few sentences. Then he started coming back around, you know, once that the jet lag started wearing off.
Oh, okay. I heard that. Man, let's see here. I was reading reading some topics today out there where the car guys are pretty much going through something similar to what the Grudge bike guy was going through, for his people going to the events and stuff and making shakedowns and stuff and putting on a show, I guess, making sing a shakedown in front of the crowd. So I guess they were actually trying to come up with some type of way where they could actually pull in more races than people making test passes and stuff. So I'm kind of curious to see what kind of formula they're going to come up with. Okay. I got one late caller, man, just sent a message. They're trying to get in. So let me see if I can chime him in. So excuse his ringtone. All right. Mr. Eugene. Is he on me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Just checking on you, man. You were asleep or not, no, though.
No, I ain't sleep. I'm just listening in. I had put my phone on mute because I was driving, so I didn't want no noise in the background. That's all.
I got you. Okay. All right.
Until my button gets pushed, you know how that goes.
I got you. I got you.
I know.
Yeah, buddy.
So we don't have no one else on here to talk about no events or anything. I was hoping the rest of the guys would come on. If someone and get in contact with them or whatever, tell them to call in, which the show line probably is going to be full. But if they can't get in, tell them to send me a message or something, and I'll see if I can chat them in. If someone wants to get in and say something. Well, we got a discussion that was carrying on last week, so we're going to see if we can go on and move into it this week. I think at the end of the show, Big Red came on and issued a challenge for all the street type bikes or whatever. So we're going to try to pick up and see, do we have any challenges? I know he's supposed to be running Rockton out on the 19th. So is there anybody else out there wanting to step up to the plate to try to go fight?
Guess no takers, huh?
Huh?
I guess we got no takers then, huh?
No, no. Anyway.
What's quiet in church mouse tonight?
I thought Roger was going to take that race.
On that brain they have, but they're brain
I don't know. He
Everybody sleep tonight, please?
Huh?
Everybody sleep tonight?
I don't know, man. Let's see. We got another call in. 5559. Your line is open.
That's a big freeze.
5559, your line is open.
Damn, that's a lot of room, boy. That's how it be.
5559, your line is open.
What is that thing? All
right. All right, again, I'll repeat again. Ghost Mike is looking for a race on the 19th up in Rockingham. So do we have any tennis out there, whatever? Well, press one on your phone. We can see if we can get the ball rolling in the court.
Hey, Rob, you going to have that bike ready for the
19th? I don't know yet. I'm waiting on my mechanic. He said we should be ready by the 19th.
So you want to go, if you have it ready, you want to go and do something with it?
I was informed, do not fuck with the White Ghost.
No, I know ain't nobody told you that.
Boy, what in the world? Boy, everybody say do not mess with that bike, Roger. Do not mess with that bike.
I know you didn't say none of that after all that you told us last week.
They ran me off. They ran me off. I swear to God, they ran me off.
My man. I was trying to open up my PayPal account with you.
Well, you know, for one, they say you ain't going to bet, you know, a certain amount. You know what I mean? When the man told me to look up at the sky and still count that money, I said, Lord have mercy, mine ain't like that.
Well, I mean, that's what you told us.
I mean, I'm limited. Fuck that. If a man tell you can look up at the sky and still count that money, you better leave him alone.
Why? You can't pay that man.
You better be smart.
But listen, what you do like CC? We ain't got to break the bank.
No, I don't want to be like CeCe. I want to be like Roger. I want to be like Roger. You know what I mean? No disrespect. I want to be me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, listen. Okay, I'm just listening. We ain't got to break the bank. We can just start off as a good little small number.
I'm going to be in Rockingham. I'll be down there for sure. I will be there.
I mean, if you get... We'll start off with, you know... If you count on five fingers, we'll start off right there.
Did you see that bike I posted? That Charlotte Hornet bike.
That which one?
The split face.
The Charlotte Hornet bike. Yeah.
I hadn't seen that. That's a pretty clean thing there, man.
Yeah, I mean, we just got finished with it. You know what I mean? A lot of our bikes ain't ready yet. You know what I mean? So, you know, that one ready.
Is that a street tire or flat slick?
It's a flat slick.
What you want to do with it?
I mean, you know, we got to see what the bike going to do. This the bike just got out of the shop. We ain't tested enough. We testing tomorrow.
Okay.
We testing tomorrow, you know what I mean? If the bike right, you know what I mean? We
want
to come to have fun, you know what I mean? We ain't got to break no bank, you know what I mean? It's just to have fun.
Well, we still got two more
flats.
I know you ain't
going to
touch Katrina, but we still got two more
flat
slick bikes that
we've been talking about. No, we ain't fucking Katrina. That's
okay.
King being next, you know, Eddie
King. Well, I tell you what, we'll do something with Angola. We'll do something with Geronimo.
We'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can work out.
Okay.
I don't want to drive 13 hours and, you know, I don't have no race, so I'm just trying to get my little action on here before we even make that jump.
I see you, bro.
Yeah.
Ain't y'all running Geronimo against CC?
That's supposed to be, but, you know, we just got to wait on whatever happens.
Yeah.
You know,
so do you really think anybody going to race at the Rock? Anything locked in?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I don't know.
I'm talking about, do you know if any race is locked in?
No, not just totally locked in, but I mean,
I would like to see a lot of people lock in and be for real about racing. You know what I mean? I know we talk a lot of junk. You know what I'm saying?
Well, listen. We don't have a problem with locking in with nobody. And I'm sure everybody knows that already.
Oh, yeah. I done heard about you.
We'll lock in any day of the week. Whenever you want to get it ready, all you got to do is just tell us.
Rog, I just got a message from Apostle. Sorry to cut you guys off. He said, go on and lock in with him, man, for the 19th and shut up.
Tell Possum, we told him where we was going to be at tomorrow, and he said he ain't ready, so, you know, I can't help that. You know what I mean? We testing just as well he'll be testing. So he can meet us in Mooresville tomorrow. He already know what the deal is. You know, he done talked to the owner of the bike. So, you know, there shouldn't be no more discussion. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know, a lot of people, when I posted that picture.
So you still want to lock in?
I mean, he can meet us in Mooresville tomorrow. Lock it in for tomorrow. We both tested. You know, hey, Chris, soon as I posted the picture of that bike, it seemed like the ones that say they ready say they're not ready. You know what I mean? And we told them where we'll be, and then we even made changes to go to another track.
So like you got them shook up, huh?
You know what I mean? I mean, we just changed some shit up. You know what I mean? We just changed something up. It's like this in racing. Somebody going to lose, somebody going to win.
I did that move.
All right, let me try this other number again. 5559. 559, your line is open. All right, we've lost him. All right, 6583. Your line is open.
Hey, this is Brian. I'm trying to get in touch with that Roger cat.
This is Roger. Brian, me and you talk. You're going to hit me up on Facebook. We told y'all where we're going to be. I mean, what else you want? What else do you want? We're going to test tomorrow. I mean, you know the bike just got out of the shop. We testing tomorrow. We'll be in Mooresville right now.
I'm with you. I just wanted to talk tonight on this a little bit about it. My bike's sitting at a shop. It will be ready by the 19th. And if not, I'm not ready. Like my man Possum said, you know, what's up with the 19th? Y'all wanted a race out there at Shadyside, but now you dodged the race on the 19th.
It's two races on the 19th.
Uh-huh.
My man Pee-wee got a race. I'm coming to Dano's race to show my face, and I will be there. Because Pee-wee race don't start at 1 o'clock in Union, South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling that day. I'm coming to Dano's event bright and early.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Well,
I'll be there bright and early.
Two-Face ain't going to be there.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to speak on that right now because we're testing. We'll be testing tomorrow in Mooresville. You're welcome to come sit beside us but for small fee. You know what I mean?
All right, that's fair.
You're
just trying to get our race back that we all
talked
about.
Listen, hold up. Everybody talking about lock-in.
Ain't nothing going on. Ain't nothing going on or testing two session tomorrow. I'm going to be the 19th at the Rockingham. Lock in now. You get a lock in. You get show off everybody how you just locked in.
Possum,
you're talking
possum,
about
possum,
lock in.
You're warming up on this possum.
That's
19,
baby.
Possum,
you're
warming up on this possum.
You can eat crab legs right now. I almost ain't one up on
wow.
you, dog. Let's lock in now. You're talking about locking in.
Possum, listen.
Lock in. Lock
there
in
you
now.
Go
lock
talking
in
about locking
quit
in.
Talking.
Lock in to be a Mooresville tomorrow. Lock in to be a Mooresville tomorrow. Can you lock in to be a Mooresville tomorrow? Cricket.
Man, I'm not going to Moore's. I got a job, dude. It's 4 hours
well,
away.
Listen,
I work,
well, listen, do your
I
job.
Work,
and listen,
damn clown,
do your job.
You
do your
lock
job.
In,
listen,
lock in for the 19th, clown.
Call the owner. You got his number. Call the owner.
Oh,
ask me what I'm locking in with
clown.
You. Call the owner. Call the owner. Call the owner. Because...
Roger, it's Brian.
I'm going back to eat. I'm going to listen to y'all for hours.
Listen,
hey, Roger.
If Possum want to lock that race in for the 19th, call the owner of the bike. He got his number, and the owner
okay.
told him what the deal was. So go from there.
All right, Roger. Hey, it's Brian again. Hey, if we're there on the 19th and you're ready, I'm ready. I think that's going to be my first race right there. See what Two-Face got.
TNFO.
All right, I'm out.
You love
cookies. Well, it sounds like you're not going to have any problem getting races, man.
Damn,
wow.
Hey, Chris, that is
huh?
Chris. That's wonderful.
That sounds like you got a target on your head, Ron.
I love it. Man, look here. Don't you all, Osama bin Laden was the one, man, to the kid.
Hey, well, Rod, you remember what you just said?
Hey, they got to kill him, though. It took him a long time to kill him.
No, they just ain't want him.
Was that Possum? Was that Possum just on there?
Yeah, that was Possum and Brian.
Man, he must be trying out a new language called speed talking. He won't even let you get a breath in.
That sounds like to me y'all are upset. Possum won't go and get it done.
Look, man. Possum went up on us, man. We hit the two-step and jumped through the light, and we're trying to back up, and Possum shot on through the light. So, you know what I mean? He got a win. You know what I mean? He got a win.
That's called racing.
That's exactly. That's called racing. We didn't complain. He got paid. You know what I mean? I should have asked Possum was him and Bud Light Lion going to race it. That same racerback with Richard riding. Wouldn't y'all like to see that race again?
Man, you know what kind of answer you're going to get received, huh?
What answer I'm going to get with that?
They probably going to tell you, man, you need to worry about your races. They're like, you got a whole list. Man, I had a message to the person saying today, saying, man, you know what? You may be the next hated man on in the Grudge game.
The what?
The most hated person, man.
Wow. Chris,
it ain't
race nobody. And Chris, ain't raced the soul. It ain't raced the soul.
Who might be the most hated person, Chris?
They saying Roger has taken that number one spot now, man.
Wow.
He's far from that.
Hey, look here, Chris. Hey, Chris, one thing about it, numbers don't lie. Just remember that. Numbers don't lie. Look at Facebook and look at my event and see how many people was there. Look at the numbers. Numbers don't lie. You know
what
I mean?
We got two more callers. Yeah, we got two more callers in, man. So we're going to keep the lines rolling tonight. So hold that spot there for a second. We got 8328. Your line is open.
Roger. Let that go,
yes,
man.
Who is this?
Who the hell
do
you think it is?
Alex.
That's right. Let that go, man. It don't take but one hater to say some bullshit, and then it take 10 million dick riders. And what you doing is good, but, man, Don't argue with that. Just do you.
Exactly.
Because I got a couple of buddies in the damn race scene that ain't in the race scene or getting bad mouth because of haters. Let it go, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Told that,
don't argue with them. Don't talk about no numbers with them. Because if your numbers stand out, then they count in your pockets. Fuck what you're talking about. I'm keeping it real with you.
Yeah.
So you can keep it real with me, or you can show off for them clowns. If you getting them, if you getting good turnouts, keep on getting them.
Yep.
Leave them alone, man. Look, dog.
Yeah, and I seen a little thread. You know, and several people told me don't even comment on it.
Man, hey, you know what?
And I didn't. You know what I mean?
You
and
know
I
what?
Didn't because
I've
you know
seen
what?
A motherfucker start a thread that don't even have a damn bite to race. I've seen a couple of people do that shit. But guess what? When he said, a bunch of people coming. So the best thing you can do is respect what they say. And if you bother them by every day, post your shit twice a week, and everybody happy.
Everybody happy.
They happy, you happy. Keep on promoting your shit. Keep on doing you. But don't be doing the arguing now.
I don't know.
The good man will lose now. Whether you're the good man or what. But I promise
I see
you,
that, Alex, and I see
the
that.
The goddamn world
that.
Is set up to be evil.
And you know what Chris just said just a minute ago? I'm like, wow.
Victim. Victim city. All I can tell you is this. Some people tell you things to help you. But at the moment you caught up in explaining, you ain't listening. Trust me when I tell you, man.
Exactly.
Don't argue with nobody about that. They paid, and you got your paid. Again, you put your shit wherever the hell you want to.
Daddy, give me $65.
Make it your ass
over.
Now,
you need to get... You
a
need
game.
To get that boy that
$65.
That's what you need to
man,
do.
Man, how many goddamn times I gave him $65?
Hey,
I buy the game right now. Tomorrow it'll be more. Something for $150.
Well, then you need to get it though.
Guess what? That's the same animal I created with dust. An ungrateful little knucklehead.
You ain't trading. Now, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute now. Hold up. I know you ain't spending the fraud debt now.
Huh?
I know you not finna start that. Don't be calling my brother no ungrateful.
Who it is?
Eugene.
Hi. Eugene. That little ungrateful fucker, Jimmy Hill. Look, I'm telling you, everyone on. Hey, look, Nick the baby and he the oldest. And both of them pimp me like hell. I'm getting tired of that. They cutting into my drinking. I'm tired of this shit. But for real though, man, I like to see some good races at both events. Everybody have a good time, man. Cause I've been on slow time like a motherfucker. We've been on slow time for a month and a half. And I don't know where the hell my fat ass gonna land, but I'm gonna land at one of them. And I'm glad for both of them. I don't want nobody to be, man, because you know how easy it is to badmouth somebody, man. Hey, I took care of everybody in the goddamn whole neighborhood. But as soon as I learned the word, I ain't got it or no, didn't nobody even like my ass.
Mm.
But as long as I was looking out, I walk around with ass on my chest. So remember. And Roger, remember one thing. Your fans is what make you, man.
Exactly.
As you arguing and doing all that, about nothing, you remember that.
It's over.
Hey, that's enough of that time now. We got to talk some racing.
Huh? I'm trying to talk some racing.
Well, let's talk some racing. That's enough of that summer.
Hey, Eugene.
What?
Eugene.
Huh?
Hey, guess what, Eugene?
Well,
let
I know,
me tell
I know
you.
Call,
Listen.
Let me tell you what I'm pulling out of
Roger and told Listen, I know you called Roger and told Roger to leave us alone.
No, the hell I didn't. I ain't told Roger shit.
He ain't told me to
shit.
Roger
in front of y'all. Eugene, your mama ain't gonna run you with that turd. But back what I'm talking about. Look, Eugene, see that same Big A stuff? Rasheen gonna do it Piedmont, right? Eugene, you got wax in your old ass ears, but I know you're
No, I ain't. Listen, I'm trying to mute you because I'm in a restaurant and I don't want to know noise in the background for you. So when you talk, I just mute you. That's all.
All right. Well, Eugene, you hear me now?
Go ahead. Yeah, I hear you.
Eugene, you know, Buck went to crying like a little big blonde-haired white girl.
Now, y'all know I don't get into all that.
And
go ahead.
So, look, Rasheen is having that Big Eight race at Piedmont. You know, with a couple hundred dollars, and you can stand a chance of winning $5,000, right? You hear me, Eugene?
Okay. Yeah, I hear you, but is that the same day of their race?
Hey, look, I already talked to Rico now. So is that good enough for you?
What I'm saying, wait a minute, is this these are two separate dates you telling me?
Yeah. Hey, the boys want to do it in the quarter of a mile.
Okay.
So, no, that's them, though. Rasheem doing his, too, and he got people, too, coming today. But he also said he going to bring it to an event in July in the quarter mile. So,
okay.
I want to make sure the Geronimos and the Gamamamos and the I know y'all coming. All them. Hey, and the custom cunts. All them.
Well, you ain't got all we need to do is a wedding.
Hey, but look, real talk though. If a man gonna throw a race out there for hundreds of dollars to win thousands of dollars, how can you not? Can we talk about that? Everybody wants a quarter of a mile. He gonna give it to you in the eighth and the quarter. How can you not be there? Please tell me. Right or wrong, is that man trying to do anything?
Well, listen. Okay, what date is this race you talking about?
It's on. I don't know.
It's
There's
not
a lot going on right now.
Listen, it's not in a conflict with nobody else's race, though, is it?
Huh?
It's not in the conflict with nobody else race the same day that we already obligated to, are we?
No, Rico. No. I talked to Rico. And he said he getting real good at golf because ain't nobody racing. That's
well,
what made me so damn mad. You
well,
mouthful. He getting
well,
mouthed like seed.
Well, he called me in and he told me, asked me, was we going race, going golfing. And
he
said,
hey,
don't
you told me. Hey, I
mean,
hey, I told him, I said, you some rough icy hot because you done took all my pains away. I'm still thinking about y'all, I'm going to tell you. But I'd rather meet y'all in the end. I don't want to meet y'all in the top.
Man, why are you sitting over there talking about the end? This is the end. Let's
hey,
go
but I'm saying,
it.
Though.
Listen,
I'm saying, though,
Rick.
Hey, I'm
listen.
Saying, you don't think that at least 8 bikes will get in there with a chance to win $5,000 with $300 to $500 up?
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean,
right or wrong. No bull crap, none of that. Straight up.
Listen, I know.
Would
well,
that be a nice thing, though, for everybody? Because he bought in the HTP bike, said he can't run an 8 mile. So we babysitting his white ass. I told him Obama run this shit right now.
Listen. I don't care about what y'all saying, but I prefer to, you know I mean, let's keep it to racing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How can you not race?
Let me hold you guys up. We got three people that's been on hold here for a second. So hold on for 1 second. Let me
hold them up. Hold them up.
All right, so we got 1702, man. Your line is open. 1702, your line is open. All right, and we got 8182. Your line is open.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Chris. Man, I'm so sick of these goddamn guys on promoting event. We gonna see in the goddamn raising that. Excuse my friend, man. I don't want to hear about no event this week and next month. I mean, we gonna get some. We got something going on in Memphis, man. The
Stay sick, then. You got one more line, Chris.
Well, that other line is hung up there. The course, the guy with Chris. 81, huh?
Are they coming to Memphis? That's 8182. Are they coming to Memphis?
Yeah.
Are they going to race?
I thought we go every goddamn where we go, we race.
I ain't talking to you, you pop-belly pig. I ain't talking to you. Yeah.
Oh, you ain't talking to me? You know who the fuck I am then. So, just so you know, so you keep that comment.
Yeah, you ain't going to do nothing, man. We're going to bring you, just have you some of them hot-ass beers. I mean, I don't want to hear nothing about you talking about event.
Shit, man. So, what part would you like to talk to us about racing?
What are y'all bringing to Memphis, Alex?
Man, don't tell me it's Ryan again.
No, that's not right.
Who this motherfucking gold teeth ass nigga right here? I can hear you.
It ain't no Ryan, man.
You ain't even Ryan, team. Who you from, C team?
No, nope. What bike are you bringing, Alex?
I mean, we bring a 7.
Let me hear something.
Y'all bring 7 bikes.
Yeah. What the hell you going to do?
Alex, let me ask you, Alex. We ain't got to go back and forth. Do you have any races locked in for Memphis?
No.
You got to be a damn fool. You driving 15 hours and you can't lock in. You ain't got nothing locked in?
Man, that lock-in shit, man, you can blow your bike on the first pass. We don't even really do that.
Okay.
And I ain't even going to play them games.
Okay, let me ask you, Alex. We just going to keep it weak back and forth.
Look. All I know is I'm coming down there, and if I don't get no raise, I'm going to bail on them white motherfuckers having an event. Fuck them. I'm saying, hell, wait.
Alex.
What?
Listen.
We going to find a race. You can bet that.
Listen, you ain't got to go find you a race, Alex. Hell, I'm marked up. Who was that?
Who was this? This MC Nobody.
Oh, you, Alex, come on now. Let's go on and get this little race back and get it over.
Well, who the hell is this?
You done talk to me all day, Alex, and all of a sudden you don't know who I am again?
Alex, you got a man going to race you now, and you're not going to race him?
Man, I don't know, man. I drink. I'm drinking now. Motherfucker, my birthday tomorrow. I don't give a damn.
You drinking, Alex.
You must be on them hot-ass beers right now. You must be on them hot-ass beers right now.
This
who? You know that Eugene talking to you.
Hey, Chris, do me one favor, man. Hey, man, do not let Custom Check come on this show tonight, man. He doing all that shit, man, about paying his way, Chris. I'm just sick of hearing him, man. He ain't going to race. He gonna catch somebody out there with a 3-4 because he don't want to touch a on his shoulder tonight, man. Nobody want to hear tonight, man.
Hey, that's something on right there. He sound good. I ain't gonna even talk shit to you, nigga. He sound good. What?
Hey, Al, let me tell you something, man. I don't know about you talking shit, because I can talk shit with the best, though.
I don't give a damn about your talk shit. We gonna run too.
Alex.
I hear you.
Can we now get something locked in right quick so we me and you both won't be making that long trip to Memphis?
No. The hell with you in Memphis. Come July, motherfucker. You locked in.
Alex.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Can we do? Yeah.
I will make sure If I got to, I'll call them. Never mind. I don't want to talk to him. I ain't going to call
Steve. You
going
to call who?
I can talk to Rico better, see.
Listen.
See, go talk to
listen, you ain't got to call nobody. All you got to do is say yes.
I don't have your number.
Huh?
But I got they two numbers. And I done told them, motherfuckers, I ain't slept since they beat the dog shit out of.
See, this is the difference. This is the difference with the camp that we run. You ain't got to call them.
No, hold on.
No race.
Hey, I already told them. Whatever you say is what it say now. I come on to that time. But, hey. Eugene.
Huh?
Eugene. Y'all want to try something with that orange bike? With a ZX-10?
It ain't ready yet.
Huh?
It ain't ready yet.
Oh, it ain't ready?
No. If it be ready for Memphis, we can do something.
Yeah. They come.
We can get some. Huh?
We got a little piece of crap ass ZX-10, man.
I understand that, but I can't run it with something that ain't ready.
I'm saying, okay.
That's all I'm saying. It's not ready. When you get ready, you ain't got the world.
Right.
We ran it out there in Rockingham, and it wasn't ready. So, I mean, it ain't ready.
I seen that.
Yeah, you're right. So it wasn't ready then. We knew the bike was 50%, but we just wanted to try it out.
I ain't give a damn about that. I ain't trying to do that. I'm just saying, what the bike? You know what I mean? What? Is Rodney coming?
Huh?
The white goat coming. We got another bike.
Oh, we got a white goat. You want to do something with it?
Huh?
You want to do something with it?
We might kill that goddamn ghost. What y'all think?
You ain't got to worry about life. Do you want to do something with it?
I don't know, man. I don't know if we're going to be tested.
Oh. Well, why are you bringing up something if you don't know?
I can bring up whatever the fuck I'm thinking about. Hey, because if we go there and see what we want to see, I'm ignorant. I'm going to come over there and talk to y'all.
Listen.
I'm a retard. Y'all know that.
The thing of it is, we're trying to get a race so we don't have to be coming and making no blank trip. Me and Rico going to play golf if you ain't getting a race locked in.
Hey, damn, Rico. He can talk shit to me about that playing golf.
Well,
he called me and rubbed that golf in again. I'm going to goddamn come up there and jump on
it. You think we're going to drive up that 14 hours and then we don't get a lock-in race? We're going to go play golf.
There you go. They're going to go play golf. Hey.
Hey,
y'all coming.
Oh, we
got you. I thought Buck was coming. Oh, Buck, no. Metal Militia ain't going to run nobody. We're talking about the muscle building, white boy. He don't do nothing. But, hey, Buck left his bike to ACP so they can have part ownership in it so he can be fast. So, you know.
Well, we gonna bump with him in Memphis.
All right, guys, we got another call here. We got 7216.
Sit right here.
7216, your line is open. 7216, your line is open.
Ooh. You there, Kay?
Hey, your line is open,
yeah. Yeah, I just turned it up. Hey, you turned it up. You there? Don't you turn it up.
We're going to try 1702. Your line is open, too.
All
right.
Okay.
Hey, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did you go to that Holly Springs track last Thursday?
Okay.
No, man, but I did see some footage up there. Went on cars and running 410 through the 8. Oh, drag radio.
Watch.
Yeah, that track was holding them. I didn't think that track was going to hold them that good.
What about that? You are exactly right about that. Man, so it looks like we take up to the hill like we're going to get to see some racing here soon.
Hey, so we gonna hey.
So is anybody locked in twin with Kingpin Bike from Memphis? Is anybody locked in with Kingpin?
We supposed to run him down there. We ain't locked in though. I got me Buck Gables in the world. We gonna go ahead and do it. Nah,
oh yeah.
Buck, if you, we already normally when he give his word, we good.
My word ain't no good, Eugene, you fucker. Oh, hell no. Hell no. Why my word ain't no good? We ran your ass, man.
Your son word good with me. Your word ain't good. Nothing.
Oh, this motherfucker right here. You, hey, I threatened the boy to walk back home. That's why we ran y'all.
Listen. Yeah, your son word is the only one that was good with me, Alex.
Real talk. Huh? So you think he the one to do the dumb race? Or me?
Well, listen, I'm the
one in the crew. And when you go talk to Richard, ask him.
Let's go get something before we have.
Hey, look. When you come down this motherfucker, I'm kicking your ass on the bike. I don't know which bike it might be, but it's going to be one of your bikes. The 19.
Oh, so you want to pick and choose?
No, I don't want to pick nothing. I'm telling you, we kicking your ass on one of your bikes. In your camp.
Want a piece of meat?
Okay. I ain't got no
that
problem.
That sounds good?
That sounds good to me, but I just want to, I want a show race. I don't want telling me and then, you know. That ain't doing me no good.
Oh. It's me, Eugene.
Huh?
It's me.
I know it, but, I mean, I want to go and just get it over so I can have something to look forward to coming to. I got to take vacation.
Look. Hey, if you don't believe me, then that's what you believe.
I believe you, but word of mouth don't mean nothing no more.
Hey, look. Hey. We ran y'all motherfuckers like we ran y'all. And you think we won't run y'all if we running good?
Well, I know you will. I mean, I understand that y'all will. I feel you will.
But I really do.
I just hate to
I remember something. Katrina got a different price tag than the rest of the bike, too.
No, it don't. Not that part you lied on.
Mm-hmm.
Now the difference is
a lot of other ones are run cheaper than that.
Who?
Which one? A lot of other bikes run cheaper than what Katrina run for.
Well, I know.
Hell, Sandy run cheaper than what Katrina run for.
Well, Sandy all motorbikes.
No, but our motorbike costs more than a nice bike to build.
Well, but still, that's just an all motorbike. And I tell you what, that probably you don't underestimate us. You think it might run for less, but
You want to do something?
Listen. Who?
Say the wrong thing.
What you want to do something?
You're now more than bullshit. Get loose, you want to.
Hold on. You want to run Sandy? Is what you asking me?
No, I don't want none.
Huh?
We don't want nothing from Sandy.
No, I'm asking. I thought.
What we doing with? A nice bike.
What do I look stupid to you, Alex?
Hey.
What you giving me there? Okay, what you giving me there?
What I'm giving you?
Yeah.
Hell.
If you're going to give me a run, a nice bike with an all motorbike, what you going to give me?
I take heels though.
I don't care. I don't care who it is. I said, we're not running on national bike. If you want me to give you a race, Alex, just tell me to go ahead and give you a race.
We'll give y'all a race.
No, I'm saying if you want me to give you my money, just tell me you want me to give you my money. I mean, if you want to ask me for a run with a nicer bike versus an all motorbike, come on now.
I thought your dick was hard.
No, well.
Clam.
It might be, but I guess, honestly, yours ain't harder than mine because you over there want to get me.
Well, I'm just telling you. Eugene was swelling up.
I tell you what.
Tell me. I'm listening.
Tell you what we'll do. We'll run Chills on Bike with Angola. Now, don't hurry up and speak now. I mean, don't let everybody teach you how to speak it.
I like Angola.
Okay,
he's actually a good guy, man. I like good people.
Don't worry about the people. We weren't talking about the bike. You want to do that race?
I got to talk to everybody. Alex, listen,
do me a favor. The next time you want to run me, make sure you got your information already down pat before you come here talking about
who. Who it is? Angola.
This Eugene. Every time you want to race me, when I give, if it's something to your advantage, you say yes.
Oh no. Hey, look. We'll walk in and Angola run Sam Cook.
We'll take that off of you. Let's do two races. You want to do Angola and Sam Cook? Are you listening to me? Okay, we'll do Angola.
And
Kills on Bike, and then we'll turn around and run Angola with Sam Cook.
Why are you
thinking on that, Eric? Let me open up these two more lines. We got 6775.
I haven't talked to Sam Cook.
Hey, man.
Oh, Lord.
Who in the hell pissed off him off tonight?
What you got?
Who that was pissed off now? He come out
the box on it like
me.
Mike.
Huh?
Mike Villa.
Yo.
Oh, I like you. That's why I won't raise you.
No,
I want to autograph, motherfucker.
All I do is ride the bike if they ask me. You know, like.
Oh, hey. Why would you come, though? I want to take a picture with you and put it on my son's wall. Because every
well,
time
look,
you on NHRA,
talk,
I tell him,
talk,
I, hey, that's a cool dude.
We're going to get drunk together.
I'm going to give you my belt if I ain't got yours.
Alex, all right. We talk.
But
a
race
the
race.
Alex, you got to pay for that picture of the mic now.
You know the mother we be talking about, the black dude ride the bikes. They kick
you
on down them gang ass.
You got to pay for that picture with
Mike. John Gann. Yeah, you on TV
hey,
with them.
Huh? Mike.
Yep.
Yo, would you tell Adam?
Yeah, look, Mike. They ain't talking about some what's up.
We tell him what's happening.
We
talking about
doing
got a dirt bike.
No, because I ain't going to let his ass kick me in my ass. I ain't stupid.
Oh, that fuck.
Alex. Huh?
Alex.
Tell him
you know,
his ass
we,
hey, Mike said, nope. He ain't letting you beat him.
Alex, you know we charge Mike to tell. Mike,
hey.
You tell Alex he
got to
pay for that picture?
Hey, that's all right. I pay for it. Hey.
Alex, all right.
Hey, let me tell y'all something. Any man that come from where all us come from, to be out there with a spotlight on him, I pay for it. Fuck what y'all talking about. I don't give a damn about that.
I
want to
know, this is where I chimed in. I want to know who pissed off
him off. Huh?
I don't know who pissed Fox off.
He's telling me
about
he want to run.
He way out here.
But every time I give him a challenge, he turn around and go back.
Oh, no, no. Ain't nobody gave me no challenge and I go backwards. I told y'all I like myself. I ain't never said nothing bad about the dude. But look.
No, ain't nobody talking. Listen, Alex.
You ain't talking about me.
That's somebody else.
Alex, you gave me three races and still yet we ain't locked in now yet.
Eugene, man, what the fuck wrong with you, man? Act like you don't run your motherfucking ass, man. I told you. Motors in this year. Nigga, if I got to lose everything I got, you won't get that money. You can bet bet your life on that.
I'm trying to get Alex. I need the 19th. I don't need the rest of the year. I need the 19th.
See you, Eugene. Well, you act like a professor then. Let
God
us
damn,
put the floor to the top.
And listen,
hey, look, you think you clean the top floor? And you ain't got to sweep the other floor?
Listen, I know one thing. You are not going to take no pictures with our riders for free. I know that much.
You crazy, dude.
Hey, you think I done ran out of money?
Pee-wee, Alex, I'm right with me.
I like who I like. I don't give a damn what nobody say.
I ain't going to make
it. It's just like I told you, all with damn tight clothes and cousin cut.
You know, he
that,
like
that clown
like
want to be where he at.
Okay, I'm going to let you
know. All I say is I like who I like. You know what I mean? I don't give a damn. Dust don't never have to be that way. He's a grudge racer, and that's what we do.
But you never know. You never know. That's where I came from. I come from the
But we been told Sean ass up, though, years ago. Sean and Angie, they come where we come from. We've been beating the hell out of them.
Yep, and you get him at the racetrack.
And look,
at the racetrack,
we took the hater raid, but we took the hater raid. Went to the Blue Zig 10 and beat the hell out of Sean on Eagle Bite. Sean cool though. Sean got mad at us. He said all we want to do is beat the TV boy.
Beat the
TV boy.
That was Sean talking.
Hey guys, we got some interference. Can you all turn the background noise down?
Oh, that might be me. Hold on, that might be me.
Okay.
Hey, but real talk though. Sean did that though. Sean got mad at us.
I
want to
know who the hell that was pissed. Possum off. Possum come on there sounding like me. Why?
I don't know what Possum's talking about.
Rod,
I hear that.
Rod pissed him off.
You got it? Yeah. All right. Appreciate it. I had to get me I had my delivery to the house of mine.
No, right,
middle of Austin. I got my case just got delivered. So now, Alex, I'm going to be like you. I'm going to drink me a cold one.
Uh-oh. Hey, I'm drinking 40s tonight, so I'm mad as a motherfucker. But look,
well, I'm drinking
Phillip,
good boy.
What you doing July 19th? Because you can bring Bad Apple, Geronimo, any of them. Get in this pot.
We got between
$500 to $300 and a chance to win $5,000.
On the 19th?
Yep, July 19th.
I think I'm going to be on vacation. I'm going on vacation.
Man.
I'm going on vacation. I really want to come to the race on the 19th because I got a newborn baby. It's going to be a first Easter, but somebody jumped and said, no, I'm going to have to miss my baby first Easter to go over there and to do some hair. I got to go do some hair.
Oh, yeah.
I just got to do some hair.
I love a fool. I'm going to tell you, cause I'm a fool.
I got hair to do.
Don't go down nobody's head.
We got one more caller here. We got 7216, your line is open.
You want some?
Want some? Great. Long. Oh, man. What? You can't fish all day. Hey, look. But I'm just saying, though, man. Real talk, though.
5 minutes on the phone. And he come on here like me. Damn, Possum, I rubbed off on you in 5 minutes.
Damn. What are you to say about Michael Phillips? You ain't black, don't you? I was correcting your ass.
Chris, how long?
Yeah.
About 5 minutes.
We're going to get the White House back.
I rubbed off on him.
Sam, what you going to run Mike with?
Sir, go ahead and mute him right now.
Oh goddamn! I sure like not. That's way out of his character. He should have left that for me. He should have let me forget it.
Sam.
Oh goddamn!
You run Michael Phillips?
No, we wasn't talking about running. We was talking about a bit. That's
what
we were talking about. With the hairdresser.
A hairdresser.
Yeah, with the hairdresser. You ain't call on to it? I can't call no names. I might get banned off the show.
Oh. Now I know sugarcoat.
Speaking of banning off
Sam,
the show.
Sam, the same one I told you was a dumbass and hung up the phone. That's that you bet, ain't it?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Hang up my go in reverse.
I All right, I'm going in reverse. Chris, I'm finna enjoy my baby, but I'm listening.
All right, good. All right, back to the Memphis race, man. So we got anything lined up.
I had to say about the Memphis race, but the 19th race is one that everybody talking about. So we got Michael Phillips coming.
Yeah, I got Big Red to be there with the ghost bike.
Man, fuck Big Red. Big Red a clown. No. One time Big Red. We're going to be able to tap Big Red and Big Sad ass up.
Well, listen, when you want that? When you want that? Let's go and get that on the table right now. Let's go and get that.
Oh, here
done.
We go. Here go their girlfriend.
That's right. I'm a girlfriend.
Hey, put it in there. I'm going to get it. Here go Queen Jean.
Well, hey, listen, you know I'm the queen now.
And what you saying? And what you saying is real.
Let's go and get that girl.
We got about 8 bikes we want to throw at him.
Well, okay. Well, listen, out of them 8, you want to go and get something done. I know you got one in particular you want to do, so let's go and get that one locked in right quick.
Well, who got a race? Come down here.
Huh?
You got a race.
Now, you're not understanding me, Alex.
Man, y'all come in any damn way.
Now, that's not necessarily true.
Well, if you don't come here, then you ain't going.
Listen, if your bike blow up, we ain't going to make you pay the park out money. And nothing you can do about that. But you're going to, you know, now if you just go there and blow it.
We ain't been had no damn test time, man.
Huh?
Now watch this 7 bikes.
If you got 7 bikes, I know you ought to be able to lock something in out of 7 bikes.
I don't lock it.
Hell, I got 5 and I can't get a race.
Hey, I fell out with a motherfucker with locking in.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. Listen, ain't that the...
But that was you
talking
do.
About two whole, you talking about two whole different people.
You a man. I'm a man. And that way it works.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, Lord, any mercy. I'm telling you now.
Man.
I ain't never had a lock in the race. Every locked-in race I had was some bullshit. And every day
man,
I
Alex,
showed up at the track, we got a race.
Alex, listen to me. I ain't got nothing. But what you're failing to realize is this. You done had no problem with us anytime you wanted to run, right?
I ain't never had
anybody?
No problem with nobody that agreed to run this track. But that lock-in shit... I'd have had every corner of traction. It is. But see, the only thing that made me mad, when I came, and my shit was right, and their shit fucked up, it was some bullshit. The lab mother told me, money out of sight, start a fight. And I'm cool with all that shit, too, but I'm just like, that's some bullshit, because I come to pay you if my shit wasn't right. Because look, oh, man,
listen,
I want to race.
Listen, Alan, we can send the money to a neutral person. And that way the money won't be out of sight. And nobody got to argue about nothing.
It's one thing I say, and this is what I'm going to tell y'all. My mechanic, in my eyes, is the baddest motherfucker on the planet. It doesn't nothing to say. Now, as this motherfucker spending the money, can be the down problem.
Listen,
you know what I mean?
your mechanic might have the baddest mechanic. I understand that, and I grant you that. But your mechanic ain't racing. You are.
No, my son is. He's driving the bike.
Okay, your son.
I hope that
brother
get down.
Do I need to talk to your son?
Hey.
I don't need the whole Chris whole show up talking about the same thing that we're not going to lock nothing in.
Eugene, don't make yourself a god. Tina didn't just beat Hercules, motherfucker.
Listen,
you
got to
take that. I'm sick of you. I'm going to tell you, I'm sick of your ass.
I
want you to get on here and do like I had to do. Hide from the show for a couple weeks.
Oh, you ain't got
if you
that,
think
that
you ain't in my damn radar... You can kill your damn self, motherfucker. I'm going to tell you that now.
Alex,
kill
Alex.
Your damn self and make it easier.
Alex.
Alex.
What?
Tone language down a little bit, man. I'm
people sending me some requests and complaining a little, so
well, look,
tone it down a little bit.
Everybody, and the message, kiss my ass, I'm out.
Ask mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk to mommy?
We got another call here. 7216, your line is open.
All
right. Let me see a thing.
Thank you,
sir. I'm trying to get back on. We got some more. Let me see here. We got some background noise again, guys. Can you check your turn your background noise down?
I got you, Chris. That's my fault.
Okay. All right. What else we got lined up for April the 19th? Is that the first race? We focus back on it. Anybody got anything for the Katrina camp or whatever? Press one now. We can at least get the ball rolling in the court. Eugene has presented the case, I guess, of the number of list of bikes that he'll have up there. So, including the street type bike, though. So, with that being said, if not, we'll move on to the next. Well, you think like you may be racing these devil, man.
That's what it looks like. I guess me and Big Red going to go down the track. We're going to go down there side by side, see what's going to happen. Red, if you on the line, I'm going to tell you to your face. The ghost ain't by blood now. I'll run you with the orange bike. Let's do it. All the thing here, Red, you're going to have to give me at least two in the hit, though.
I'm trying to find this. Oh, yeah, let's see what we can find this. I'm just trying to find his background.
You keep muting me, it ain't me.
No. All right, I think I got it. Okay, I think I anything going on this weekend? Everybody just going testing besides the race down at Vidalta.
And it's the cup this weekend? Or
it's the cup race this weekend. I think Shine's supposed to be debuting on a Pro Street bike.
Whoa. The bid is not in the first round, Chris.
Oh, man. What if Shine break the track record down there?
Oh, shit. I bet he go out in the first round down there.
Man, don't put that, man. Y'all should be wishing the man good luck. That's wrong.
So we got the man sponsors on tonight, so, man,
I don't give a damn if you had Obama sponsors. He going out in the first round.
I hope he do good.
Yeah, well, I hope he don't.
That way Ryan will have something to talk about.
Ryan ain't got shit to talk about. He's a clown, too. You ain't got to do him look at him shit until he's a clown.
Hello, Ryan. What's up?
What's up, man? Oh, okay. Remember that.
Michael Phillips. What Michael Phillips at?
Let me see if we can get Mike back on here.
I'm look like I'm no.
Hey, hey Mike, you.
Yo.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
What you give me on that red apple?
What I give you on that red apple?
Yeah. Can I get the eighth of the mile up with the herbs, buddy?
I'm gonna give you 6 cases, 2 liters of blue, and a shot of Henny.
Oh, well, hell, we got a race.
And then we're going to take off from there.
Listen, you just got to give me a Remy Martin now because, you know, I've
okay, well, I take the geese back and give you some Remy. I give you two legs of Remy.
All right, well, you good with me then. I guess me and you both have to be drinking that now for a while.
We're both going to hit it before we go out there on the truck.
Okay. Well, you got a race now. All
right. And then after that, the loser got to drink a 12-pack. We both could be sideways.
Pee-wee,
on the rear.
Huh?
On the rear. You bowl?
Do I bowl?
Yeah.
No, I can't bowl, Mike. You know, I had that surgery on my neck, so that's eliminating that bowling.
Oh, all right. I'll just check. I was going to see if we can get a bunch of old boys to go to the bowling alley and put some of the bowling alley.
Oh, look now, we can go have some fun now. You know, I know that. You know, we always do that.
Me and you, we're going to have us some fun no matter what.
Thank you. We're
going to make sure we're going to have us some fun. We're going to make it somewhere. Where Alex at?
No, he in good shape. He going to sleep.
Oh, boy. What the hell is this white boy calling me for? He ain't knocking me out the damn show. Yo, I'm still in the show?
Yeah, you still in
there. All right. You sound like Alex, though.
I'm getting there. I just told you I just had a case of Michelob Ultra dropped off to the doorstep for me. And I'm about to feed my baby a good bottle of her good milk, give her milk, and put her down for the night.
I like a man that babysit.
That's a badass little girl right here, boy. She should have been a boy. Clean. This little milk jumped off a 3-foot table clean to the floor. Hit the floor, turned around, looked at me, and started laughing. Bad as Bible.
Sound like she just like her daddy.
Retarded. I elevated no with the top snow. She got a plate name and ain't had no accident. Hey, right.
Well, Rico, I got the. I went to the shop and I got my golf club out, so it looks like we're going to be golfing, bro.
Cause it don't look like going to be no racing going on.
We're going to be golfing.
Yeah,
they're going to. Me and Rico, we're going to put all the bikes out there on the golf course. We're going to take some pictures with them. That's what we're going to do.
Y'all damn sure making them mechanics rich, though, being scared of racing. Them mechanics is getting rich.
Ain't that something? That is something right there, ain't it?
They got to be 2 down, 1 back. There ain't no sense. I mean, somebody got to win, somebody got to lose. This ain't like boxing where you gonna have a draw.
I know them and is laughing all the way to the y'all putting me back.
Hello?
Yeah, it's line still.
Oh, okay. I thought I got quiet.
Man, who that was? Possum was that though?
That was Roger. Roger.
Man, Possum was that him? Good gracious, Possum was that him, wasn't he?
Possum had them teeth.
Came back at that ass.
Yeah, I ain't never heard Possum go down like that.
Hey, look, Possum just talking that noise, bro.
You gonna take in?
Hey, he know we're going to test tomorrow. He can be at the same place we're going to be tomorrow. I told him to call the owner. I told him to call the owner if he want to lock it in for the 19th.
The
19th? He got the owner number.
Wait, the Rockingham?
Yeah, I told him to call the owner if he want to lock it in for the 19th.
I don't think he's going to make it on the 19th. Me and him talk. Me and him had a little offline talk. I don't think he's
going to
make it on the 19th. Guys.
Well, that's why he was so hot. He talking about the 19th, wasn't it, Chris?
Talking about April.
Yeah. That's what he was talking
about.
There ain't no
race. Oh, all right. I thought y'all talking about the other 19th because what he kind of explained to me, he might send his stuff and might have to fly there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Man got to take care of family first. That's what I look at.
I see. But he got two options, you know what I mean? He got two options, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, Rod, that's a street top I got on my test tomorrow?
Nah, flashlight.
What is it, Kawasaki?
I ain't understand you.
Is it Kawasaki?
No. It's a booster.
How long it is?
It's about 74.
74? True 74?
Yeah. 74.
True
74.
Don't you want to
take that off of Mike?
I'm trying to see. You
going to
have it
down
on the
19th? Huh? You know, it's up to the owner. You know what I mean?
All right.
So I'm going to be there. We're going to be there. You know, hopefully I have the 14 back by the 19th. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, that's cool. I'm gonna come over and look you up.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, Mike,
Mike.
Huh?
Mike Phillips. You hear what Chris say? I'm the most hated man in the race right now.
Shit, them the ones you want. You want the most hated.
Hey, Rob, then you gotta realize.
Then you get every reward money.
I don't think you're the most hated person that's in the racing world, but. I guess the little stuff that would happen last week just drew that bullseye on your head.
You know.
But I ain't hear you promote your race tonight, Rod.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, he did? I missed it.
But
yeah.
That's what the stuff that was really, Roger, I think that's really set it off last week.
Chris, that's what's wrong with him now. If too many goddamn friends in the grudge racing, or they got to have a problem with you to race you, that's what's fucking up grudge racing.
That's true, too.
Too many friends. Are you cool with him, or I can't run him because I know him? Man, that's a bunch of...
I don't know none of y'all guys. I'm fresh in this game. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, numbers don't lie. I had an event, right? I had an event. And everybody came to that event.
I don't want to hear
where we from Pee Wee can tell you where we from, all of us tight. But we race each other down here. Down south.
We do that too. We do that here in Charlotte, North Carolina. We race each other.
When we can't agree, or we can't get along, we're going to lock them up. So that friendship don't work with us boys down here in the south. See,
if you want,
Eugene,
that's how we do. Race, yep. We just go to the NHR Drove Series, man, in Indiana. Them boys, them damn Pro Street Turbo, they racing. I don't see no shit, but this grudge shit and this shit for the birds.
Right, let me tell you something. Everybody sit around and want to see if they see a fast bike. Everybody's scared to run it, but they'll turn around and go spend $10,000 to $20,000 to get their bike the same thing.
I heard them say somebody on the show and said, don't fuck with the white ghost. I said, Lord, that's fucked up, man.
That's what Roger said they told him. I don't understand
that. Yeah, I promise you, they told me that shit, bro.
I don't understand that.
It was several people told me that, bro. Hey, you know, bro, I know the bike fast. I know the bike stupid fast. Richard a hell of a rider on that bike. I know that.
Look, Richard Ryan, too many goddamn.
That's what you got. Well, you can't say. Well, I ain't got nothing to do with what Richard did, but Richard is our rider, so.
But that's the problem.
Richard is a bad man. He's a bad man on a motorcycle.
Well, I mean, but still, yeah, I mean, what are y'all scared of the bike or y'all scared of the rider?
A lot of them scared of the rider, bro. Being honest with you, it ain't really the bike. It's the rider to make that bike.
Well, that bike, that rider can't go no faster than that bike, can you?
Like, exactly.
But everybody know Rich is a bad man.
So, other words, you telling me if we get rid of our rider, then we get a race? That's what you trying to tell me?
I'm not saying that at all. You won't get a race with me. You know what I mean? You might get a race with somebody else. You know what I mean?
Man, you politely told me last week that we wasn't about nothing. That's what you politely told
me. Let me tell you, I was just talking shit. That's what real road racing shit is. You know all this shit ain't nothing but talking shit. You can't even get a race right now. Right now, you can't even get a race to go to Memphis.
Right, because of the rider.
Can you get a race right now? You let me know if you got a race. You got a race set up for Memphis?
Oh, yeah, I got a couple races set up for
something. Okay, you got a couple. You got the only one
sir.
Got a couple races set up.
Oh, yes, sir. I got a couple races. Me and Buck will shake down for Memphis.
That's
going to
be a hell of a race.
That's going to be a hell of a race.
You know what? Let me tell you. That will be the biggest race of that night.
Well, that probably will
be. You and Buck.
Listen, I got the PayPal account open. You want to send something? You want to put your money in the pot?
I won't be there, bro. I won't even be there.
No, but you told CC you were going to put your money in the pot with them.
I said, look, you know, that's CC and Buck, bro. That's CC and Buck.
I want to make sure you send your money to the PayPal account.
Look here. Y'all race, that's fine and good. You know what I mean? I wish y'all well.
Guys, hold this over for 1 second, man. We got several callers here with the lines been on hold for a minute, so let me open up these lines. We got 9316. Your line is open.
Hey, I'm going to brush you in the lane. Stop.
9316, man. Your line is open.
Hey, Chris. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Marshall?
Hey, I was trying to get it up off of mute. Hey, this is Marshall, Outlaw. Boy, somebody hit it dead on the nail with that. Everybody being friends and don't want to run each other. Well, he hit it dead on the nail with that.
Yeah, that's all it is. Too many friends.
Man, you got a max of 5 badass bikes at some of these races, and they don't want to run each other because they're all partners. They all them friends each other up.
If I had the money to build a bike, I wouldn't build it.
I'm gonna let you hit it.
I know, but
you're good. Somebody hit it dead on the head with that. You end up at a race, you know, they got a bunch of little races popping off, but all the big boys, ain't nothing popping off. They all fend each other up.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what would break that up at the end of the year. Yeah. Some of these fields or whatever would pitch in and put in a big fat money, no entry into it, and then let those guys go at it for that pot. I guarantee you we'll see something.
Chris,
it ain't going to never happen, Chris, because look, Richard is riding all the bikes.
He's riding all the fans' bikes.
When I get to the racetrack, I ain't got no friends. Anybody want to run me, all they got to do is come over there and say, let's run. That's a whole other breed right there. Mike, that's a horse of a whole different color, man. It's too many of them out there, friend. He riding too many bikes. It's just that simple. That's why ain't nothing going on. And then if you got somebody riding your bike 185, 200 pounds, you got to race a motherfucker 85 pounds, and they think that's a good damn race now. They want you to do that, though.
Well, I done come down. I'm down from 180 to 157. I'm at fighting weight. You look flyweight, I'm ready for them.
Mike, are you coming to Memphis?
Yeah, I'm coming to Memphis.
What the hell, though? Let me ask something. Mike, are you gonna do any playing on the street that night and they leave the track?
Yeah, I'm going to the street. I'm going to bring my little stock wheelbase. I got a little stock wheelbase I'm bringing down there.
Stock wheelbase boost or what?
Yes, sir. Push shifting in and out.
Oh, okay. There you go. There you go. Hey, Mike, I'm going to tell you something, Mike. You're going to have a blast on the street with that motherfucker.
Oh, I trust me, I know.
You're going to have a blast.
I ain't ready.
Now, you what? Mike, the Sharks going to be out there, Mike.
Huh?
The Sharks going to be out there.
The Sharks going to be out there?
Yes, sir. Yeah. You gonna, Mike, I tell you what, Mike. You're going to have, Mike, you're going to have more, Mike. You gonna have more fun with that bike on the street than you have at the track just watching see.
Oh, I'm bringing it to the gate. Trust me. I'm bringing it to the gate. Shine saw the bike about 5-6 years ago. I made 2 hits on it. Shine said, man, you ain't gonna never get no wrong with that bike. It's been sitting up ever since that night. Full bloody man. Please. Turn signal and everything. Street pipe, stock street. Bone stock fucking look.
Can't resist.
Right.
It's a set.
That
make a blast.
80-25,
man. 80-25. Your line
almost.
Is open.
No knife.
It's
almost.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Put your chin in the air for the chin. That's what you've been doing. Come on. Memphis, so you saying, what a caller that was saying about the trends or whatever, you had the chance to change a lot of this in the grid. What would be your game plan, man, to change the grudge game?
Chris, to make it right, every motherfucker with a grudge fight, you got your jock, I got my jock, draw down on them. You ain't got no friend. I don't care about no friend. All my friends is my family, my brothers and sisters. Get your ass up there, man. Chris, you hear some of them guys say, I hear some of the grudge guys say, I don't have no problem with that guy. So fucking what? If you did have a problem, and you ain't going to do shit about it. I ain't got no problem with you. You're gonna kill me when they say that shit. What the fuck you gonna do if you did have a problem? You ain't gonna put your hands on me. Man, I ain't got no problem with you. Oh man, you know what, Chris? I promise, man. I'm gonna take my black ass up to Indiana and watch them pro ski guys back and forth.
Right.
I'm looking at them for race each other. This real shit, man. This shit for the birds, man. But I tell you what, though. The only somebody making that money off their smart, dumb ass is them mechanics. That's who making the money. That's who making the money off them. They getting richer and richer, boy.
I ain't got that problem. I do all my own stuff.
Well, hey, Mike, how many do you do your own work, Mike? Name them on one finger, Mike.
What, Mike?
Do their own
money.
Work. Do,
huh?
Okay. If you name me 10, Mike, I'll kiss your ass in 1 hour and give you hours on one crowd. Name me 10 of them.
That's what I see.
Name me 10 of them, Mike, can do what you do. Nah. Mike, he's just saying, you know what I'm saying? It don't bother me. And I'm so sick of hearing this goddamn custom cut on here, man. Keep him off this show, man. He ain't going to race nobody. And y'all just started speaking to him. He wants y'all to pay his way to the track, buy his hotel room. But you know what he going to do? I'm going to tell you what y'all going to do. Y'all going to do that dumbass race of giving him something. He going to catch y'all out there on the street top bike and beat your ass and talk about how fast he is and how dumb you was. You know what y'all going to do? Mike, it might not be you. Mike, it's a fool going every day, Mike. You watch now.
I've been in the game too long to let a freshman come in here and fuck with a senior.
Hey, Mike, it's a fool born every day, man. I know you heard
it
that, bro.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
telling you now, y'all gonna do that dumbass shit, man, and he y'all just fall into it. Chris, when he come on this show, I'm out. I'm gonna holler at you next week. I don't want to hear that bullshit, man.
He ain't coming on
here
tonight. It's
too late. They is, goddamn it.
No, that's somebody else. Say no, man.
That's somebody else.
Oh, he's gonna ask for the hit. And then some of them, but you know what? Some of them gonna do it. You're gonna give a bike that's built just like yours one in the hit. You got to get a race.
In his defense, now that was offered to him.
Listen, man. Let's just keep it real.
So both of them did offer that to him.
It was offered to him. So you know he
why
wanted
would
it.
They,
so
why would they be chasing him? He ain't gonna race them.
Because they want to. I guess they want to bash his head in. So
Y'all ain't got to do nothing but weigh him out. He gonna raise. Y'all just weigh him out. But another thing too, y'all scanning with that goddamn money. $2,000 or $3,000 him to death. That's all y'all gotta do.
But ain't nobody scanning him with that money. I mean, he gets that racist. He gonna get what he wants.
Y'all ain't got to do nothing but $2,000 or $3,000. $2,000 or $3,000 him to death.
Had a lining out his ass.
I know Mike. It ain't about the money with Mike. Mike just want to beat his ass. It ain't about the money. He just want to beat his ass.
I told him.
He want some pancakes.
We ain't getting into that bullshit. I don't hear about no goddamn pancakes. Mike want to beat his ass, man. Just that simple. He ain't fucked up about the money. He just want to embarrass him.
See, the whole thing about me and that little dude, that never saw me.
Mike.
I ain't going to argue people. I'm just going to let everybody know.
I understand. But we'll dance on the 19th.
We're going to dance on the playing all the few weeks. But the little dude who ever saw me met me and called me a clown. That's the only reason why I want to bash his head in on the racetrack. Dude didn't know me.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, don't worry about that. Let that go.
Yeah. But we're going to take care of that issue. That's, like I said, that's
one
of the three. I'm doing some hair on the 19th.
Whenever that happens, I'm gonna leave y'all
on a good note. And last and not least, that motherfucking Ryan and Sharon, dumb and dumb.
Hey!
Woo!
I ain't heard
have this show. Hey, y'all, you know what? It don't make no sense. I guarantee Ryan knows you have
said, a fight. Almost.
Dumb and dumb.
Listen, I want that. Look. I ain't heard. They ain't been back on the show since I asked for that race.
Listen, they not going to be back on the show.
I want
y'all
Chris,
sitting
there, would you please?
Y'all sitting there arguing with him, man. I don't care. Y'all
Chris,
sit there
you please?
Let me tell you something, man.
Get me that video of Ryan down there in Hattiesburg when we put him out of business.
Hold up. Tell me the one thing now. I'm going to leave it alone. Did he have on them goddamn orange pants or them red? And I'm going to get off the phone. Y'all see me.
He had them orange. I think it was the orange one he had on. All I know is y'all see his face. Y'all going to enjoy it if y'all see his face. I'm telling you, if you see the video and see his face when he lost, and then his scooter,
man, let me tell you
his scooter wasn't even cranked. And we had to get him out of the scooter to go get his bike.
I got a 16-year-old son, and I showed him a picture of Ryan in Hattiesburg. And I said, we're going to go to the store and shopping. And my 16-year-old son said, no, Daddy, we're not going to be able to do that. You can go get me a pair of goddamn Levi's and a couple of them icy white T-shirts and some Air Force One. Dad, I ain't putting on no red orange pants. I ain't supposed to do that.
Well, look, man, I ain't going to lie. I'm going to have to get that seed supposed to be sending me that video. Y'all going to have to see this.
I tell you what, I'm going to have to
please
look for that video tonight, man.
See what you said to me. Man, y'all going to have to see that dude's face, man. I swear y'all thought
gonna,
somebody shot his puppet.
I need to see that video, too. I'm going to post it on Facebook. I'm going to post it on
Facebook. The thing of it is, Mike. Mike, he was already sad after we had killed him, right? But then his scooter wouldn't start, and he couldn't even go get his bike, and we had to give him the scooter. Man, that dude.
Man, we had beat the brakes off that boy that night.
Hey, Chris, just watch, man.
Uh-huh.
That's the only thing gonna change the grudge, man. Everybody got to. I mean, you got the same bike and same ride to draw on each other. It's a race.
Right.
Man, they can't do nothing but beat you because they damn sure can't eat you.
Well,
now
I'm going to tell you
how
would you.
Go ahead, Mike.
I'm going to tell you something else that really got the game, this good game messed up. I'm going to be honest. I ain't trying to step on nobody's toes or whatever.
No, Mike, they don't care how track it is. We don't care about stepping on their toes. They can't whoop nobody's shit.
How you gonna get all these guys to race if you got this man got a race and this man got a race? You're splitting all the guys up. That might be potential races. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, Mike.
So,
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand, Mike. Let me tell you something, Mike. All of these guys' bikes are built by the same damn. They coming out of the same shop. They gonna run about the same. It ain't gonna be one. One might be. They gonna run about the same number, but within that number. Mike, I mean, go. I wouldn't have no chance. I just wouldn't have no chance. If I spend all my money on my bike, man. Okay, well, what you
got? But you got to look at it though. Some of them be want to throw races the same day, just like Mike was saying, on the same day, trying to take
Mike,
other people
Mike,
instead of
Mike.
Coming together and
something.
Race together.
Hey, Mike, exactly. Let me tell you know what? Let me tell you something. They ain't gonna never do nothing organized. Now, I don't agree with if you go, y'all talking about a grill challenge. They ought to have some decent common sense, man. Everybody should just support each other's good. That's all. That's all. It's just that simple. Ain't no need to go back and forth.
To be honest with you, Chris, we need to try to get a calendar out where everybody can just pick their days, what event they want to throw, and everybody do not nobody throw or disrespect nobody else event. If everybody
well, we came up with a grudge racer schedule. It's on Facebook. We just started
Well, y'all must get started this year, then, because I can't tell you got a race going, and then Brian got a race going. So
listen, Brian race is 11 hours away from me, bro. I'm halfway across the world.
But wait a minute.
But see, this is what we're saying. Even though it's 11 hours away, you might have some potential guys that might be coming from them 11 hours just to come over here and gamble. I ain't trying to step on no toes. I'm just saying all y'all guys that's doing this racing, this promoting this stuff, all y'all need to get together. Chris, Dano, Roger, Brian, or whoever else
there
is
you,
in the race. All y'all
Mike,
need to
that's
get
what
on
I just said.
But hey, Mike, but when we first started this, I called Dano. Dano gave me his dates. Rashid gave me his dates. Everybody gave us their dates. You know what I'm saying? We hadn't seen no flyers. We hadn't seen nothing. So once I get the ball rolling, I'm not going to stop. Because this ain't my first event.
Brian's been on the air since last year. So I know. It's
I didn't know that.
Last year. Yeah, it was on Psycho Bike. It was on there since last year.
I'm just saying.
You know,
all y'all guys just need to sit down. No, I've been doing this shit 37 years, and I ain't never saw no shit like this where everybody got one guy got one race, another guy got their race on the
man,
same.
Man, what?
Shit. What y'all doing is pulling money away from each one of y'all. Either way it goes.
Exactly.
The little extra money that you still did good, but you could have did better. That's my
thing. Exactly.
That's
say.
Right.
You know, and then,
Mike,
Mike,
I'm going to leave it at that, Mike. If some of the motherfuckers had a brain, they'd be dangerous, man.
I mean, like I said, I've been doing this 37 years. If all y'all guys would sit down, from this second on, all y'all guys would just sit down and be like, okay, I'm going to have me a race on this day to this month. And this guy would be like, okay, well, I have a race 2 or 3 weeks later or next month. Each one of y'all guys to vote a month or whatever where y'all can throw a race or two. I mean, it's racing season down our way, it's still around.
And then the thing of it is, too, Mike, the thing of it is, then promoters need to be supporting each other event.
I go to everybody's event.
Hold on, who is this guy on here that's been promoting this race every goddamn time on this show for the past?
This
month?
Is Roger. That's me. Yeah. That's me right here.
Are you coming?
Right
are you coming to Memphis? Are you coming to Memphis?
You got a race.
I have my own race.
Got a race that weekend.
See that?
I have
did
my
you
own
go
event.
Anywhere? Did you go to?
Yeah,
did you go to Louisiana?
Yeah. You better look at Facebook. I go everywhere.
No,
I've been to everybody's event.
You didn't come to Louisiana.
But I'm talking about I've been
to
Rock.
Did you come to Louisiana?
No. That's the answer to that.
Now, but you know what? I'm just telling you like you right. Every time I've been on this show for the past month, you've been promoting your show, but you ain't gonna go nowhere else though. But you talking about
Chris,
your numbers don't lie.
Money.
But
hey, look here. Check this out. You need to look at Facebook the weekend. I'll be at Juan Morris' race in Virginia Speedway. Check that out
going
now.
There?
Yes, we're going now. And then in June, we'll be at DMV's race, the Maryland boys race. You know what I'm saying? I don't hear nobody talking about nothing they got going on in Maryland.
Hold up, man. Everybody from the South always coming up there on the East Coast. Y'all don't never come down South. So don't start
never.
That shit. Don't even
never.
Start. We ain't going to go there.
Never. But we use the radio show
never
to promote everybody.
So what's the next big event?
You need to be in Memphis. You need to be in Memphis and you need to come to Louisiana. You need to come to Texas. You need to come all there. You know why them boys from Texas don't come over here? You know why the boys don't go over there in Texas and getting all their money? That's why they don't come over here.
But I think they got something in Kentucky. They got the Derby coming up, right?
Man, that's horses, man. We ain't talking about no goddamn horses.
No, I ain't talking about no goddamn horses. They got a race out there, right, Chris?
Are you going there?
Hold up, Chris. What date that race is, Chris?
Damn the date. Are you going there, Roger?
Listen, homeboy. I need no date.
Are you going?
What's the date? Are you coming to my race? Are you coming to my race?
I'm coming to your race. I'm going to be there in spirit. I'm right there with you.
Well, I'll be in spirit at your race.
You ain't saying nothing. You're not talking about nothing.
Mike, that dude that was just talking, I didn't see him March the 1st and 2nd at my 2-day event. And didn't know
they have a race.
Roger, those guys go everywhere.
Roger, was you in Memphis when the guy from North Carolina threw the race in Memphis? Was you here?
No.
Why you want that in? What happened on your head? You didn't have no event that day.
No, I know you was working.
I know you was working. Let me hear it.
Who are you? What's your name? I don't know what your name is.
I know what time it is.
Do you have a bike?
I got my own bike.
I need to know who you is. Cause you talking about nothing.
Hey, let me tell you something. I ride my shit, I bought my shit, I own my shit, and if you got anything equal to it, I'll fuck you up on anything that look like me.
Wow.
Listen, Roger got his own bike.
How long is that bike? Is he got a street bike or track bike?
He got that. It don't matter.
I got either one he won't.
Hold up, y'all. See what I'm saying?
Listen, I ain't getting into that race. I ain't talking about nothing. You know what I mean? But you on here promoting your events, Roger.
That's all I'm asking you.
Listen, y'all didn't hear Roger earlier now. Roger got his own bike, right?
Right.
But he said he's going to Dano race to show up at Dano race, then he going somewhere else. So which means he's not going to bring Dano race to Dano bike to race. He's just going to show up, so make sure he show his face, so he'll say
Hold up now. We didn't say
that. Are you kidding me? Now, you didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Roger, don't do it like that, my bike is ready,
it'll be at Dano's event. Now, did I not say that?
Hey, Roger, did I not just say that, bro? Roger, I'm just going to keep it real with you, man. This me and you talking, we still cool. I'm just calling Ace of Space, straight from the lip and not here. You full of more shit than Thanksgiving turkey, man. I'm just going to
half of these niggas on this radio station making full of shit.
Yep. But you know what, Rod, I'm going to say this, man. Hey, start trying to make some more events, man, since people making your events, man. Just do that, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't. You want everybody to come up east, but y'all don't come down. I don't understand that.
You know what's gonna happen? They come down south, don't you?
Oh yeah, I'm out of here, man. I'm gonna go to Sunday and give me a chocolate shake.
You know what's
gonna
happen?
They can't
run their number down south because of her.
Oh man, I'm so sick of hearing that shit. That two twins don't tell me that shit, man. They number. They don't run their number.
Mike, long you been in the game, in this grudge race and shit, half of it ain't number talk anyway.
It's been like that for a long time.
Hey, can I see you again? You just talking now, Roger. That was you doing just talking then.
That's all he doing. Rod's on here promoting his show, but he won't go.
Hey, look, that's what everybody else do. Talk. Why I can't talk?
So you gonna do
you
what?
Gonna let
so
me
you gonna
talk.
Do it? Hey, Ray, Rod, let me tell you something, Rod. Rod,
wow.
Can you please get the Memphis Lane on the 10th? Yes or no, man?
I got a show
on
the 10th, bro.
He got his own race.
My own event, bro.
What's up, brother?
Okay.
But that's what I was saying. Y'all guys need to sit down. You, Chris, Dano, whoever the other guys is doing these races, man.
Hey.
I mean, the show support of each one of you guys, y'all got to do that, bro.
Hey.
What y'all,
hey,
y'all
Mike.
Hurting each other.
Mike, let me ask you one question,
yeah.
Mike. How many of them guys from the East Coast have been to state problem in state capital, man? No problem,
no,
state
no,
capital.
No.
How many of them have been there?
From
North Carolina and Virginia, all the place.
You done had a few to come down there, man. You done had Eddie Kane, all them guys have been there.
Eddie Kane, yeah, Eddie Kane.
Okay, Chris.
Kane.
Okay, so what, there's about three or four people? And that damn track there is a state-of-the-art facility down there. That motherfucker is nice.
They have a couple of them that come, but it ain't as many. Like I said, Eddie Kane.
Hey, Mike, close your eyes. Close your eyes, Mike, and tell me how many times you've been up on that goddamn East Coast.
I can't tell you that. It's been so many goddamn times,
yep.
I can't count.
Okay, then. I rest my case. Next question.
but that's for real, though. They do need to get their cows in the killer. And everybody needs to get their own event, and everybody needs to go together and make sure that you ain't throwing no race on his event, and that way all the bikes can be at one spot. And that way it'd probably be more races than what it is now. If everybody be at one spot, they can't do no boat race.
Hey, Rob, when is your next event after the 10th? Because I want to check one of your events out since you be telling me about these numbers. I'm hearing all these goddamn.
I mean, look on Facebook, Mike. I mean, it speaks for itself. Look at Facebook. Just look on Facebook. Go to my page. Go to my page, bro.
What's your page?
Rockingham gave me a date, and we just gotta lock it in, and confirm it.
What's your name, man?
No Mercy Motorcycle Grudge Fest.
No Mercy Motorcycle Grudge Fest. I got to make
it. Go to that page and check it out.
I got to see one of yours.
Right.
Yeah.
You ain't finished it off, baby.
Huh?
You ain't finished it off. You finished it off.
I can't hear you.
You didn't finish it out.
Shut up. Shut up, Mike.
Lay down. I said you didn't finish it off. You said no mercy. You didn't finish it off.
Mike.
No
Mike,
mercy, motorcycle grudge fest.
When I see you, Mike, I'm going to punch you in your mouth.
Mike, I know what Mike tried to get me to say. Mike, they say I promote too much as it is, bro.
No, I'm just fucking with you, man. No, I'm just bullshit. I'm just trying
But you know what? I'm gonna have to check one of your events out since you're doing all this promoting. It got to be off the chain because you
now,
how the numbers don't lie.
I mean, we do it for the fans. You know what I mean?
If it wasn't for the fans, we wouldn't make no money. Hold on, Roger. Hey, Chris.
Huh?
Is this in a way that you said y'all done already started about trying to get the races together, the event that everybody going to throw together? What y'all started this year or y'all going to start it for next year?
I put a schedule out there. Already.
Well, we had a.
It's on Facebook.
Meeting on the show here, man. We're trying to put this in place for next year. I mean, since the season stuff has started this year.
Right.
But that was
it
kind of going out.
It ain't shit. They ain't got nothing.
Yeah, but there's plenty of
hold
events
hold
out
on.
There.
So Roger, when I come to your event, y'all really gonna get it infected for this year.
Hey, man, because y'all have a good night, man. I'm going to go to Sonic and get me a chocolate shake. I'll holler at y'all next. All right, bro.
Chee-wee.
What?
You out on a date? You out on a date?
Mike, you on the radio.
I'm just saying. I'm at home.
Exactly.
All right, I'm going to leave you alone. Roger, when I come to your race, Gotta make sure you got some nice looking girls there.
Baby. As always.
Okay. I like to look. Don't touch. I can look all day long.
There she go.
That's
fine. Man, y'all saw that picture on Facebook?
What's that?
That dude was out there in that parking lot.
Oh, yeah. We got
it. Parking lot pimping. He's parking lot pimping. Wasn't nobody out there for him to pimp, though. How long ago did they kill that man, though? That's been a long time, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
That's been a long time. See, that was back in 1600s, ain't it?
But guys, do we have any more announcement, whatever, before we wrap up tonight?
Chris.
Huh?
Chris.
Yeah.
I told Roger the derby is May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Damn, I know.
What's going on now?
He's wanting to know the dates of the derby. The derby is May 2nd, 3rd, 3rd and 4th.
Okay.
The derby.
Yeah.
It's what now? What date is it?
2nd, 3rd, and 4th. You
like life. What?
You like life.
Amazing.
Mate.
We can be a fuck race. The weekend before your race.
All right, cool.
So, Roger, I will tell you this much too, man. If you ever came down to Louisiana or whatever, you won't have no problem getting no race. I ain't talking about the Trina Kimbo there. I think you'll have a lot of more guys that would give you a good chop. So don't worry about
that's Chris. Our plan is to go out and meet everybody. See, a lot of people don't know me. I'm new to this, right? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's now time for all of them to meet me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Since, you know, they think I talk a lot of junk, you know what I mean? But
right.
It is what it is, you know what I mean? We just like to have fun.
That's what it's supposed to be about.
You know what I mean? If I can go somewhere and make my gas money back, I'm happy.
That's how it's supposed to be.
What's up, Mike?
Roger, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, ask.
Let me ask you a question, because I know this is a little few 5 years you started last week. What's up with just paying people to come to the racetrack?
This what?
What's up with just paying people to come to the racetrack?
Listen, how many times Ricky Gaston, hold up now. How many times Ricky Gaston get paid to come to a show? How many times Jay-Z get paid to perform at a show for fans? You know what I mean?
So
a lot of fans want to see these bikes run. It's minus the bullshit, minus all the talk. The fans want to see the bikes run.
So I mean, I just want to make sure that I understand this. So in that race you throw, you paying all the riders to come to the track?
Let me tell you, if I put you on a headliner, best believe I got you. In
now,
some
wait a minute,
form or fashion.
Because I seen one of my bikes on your flyers.
What bike is that?
Oh, not a big red bike on your flyer, you ain't paying big red.
No, look,
that's
Richard
what,
was riding that bike.
Now.
Richard,
that's
Richard,
what
Richard.
Tell him now.
I understand what you're saying. I wish if the bike would show up. I put it to you like this. Richard came. Richard know what happened. You know what I mean? That's beyond the point. You know what I'm saying? But if I had you guys to come to my event, best believe I got you.
To me, that's just a little out of
my mind
right now.
It is not funny.
I drive 12, 13 hours. I'm paid to come to your event.
I mean, I feel that's really screwing up the race world.
Let me ask you something then. Do you agree with Ricky Gaston getting paid to go places, or Crystal Dickerson and all them other name riders, Jeremy Teasley get paid to ride a bike somewhere, so y'all shouldn't get paid for shit. Let me understand that, what you're saying.
Roger, I don't mean to step on no toes. I ain't trying to step on no toes. But them guys, Ricky and them guys, I don't, you know what I'm saying? If you do the history back, I did a lot for them guys, but don't nobody pay me to come today, right?
Hey, look, you ain't fucking with me.
Thank you.
Mike,
you
know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Mike, I'm a different guy in this shit. I'm new to
really,
it.
I think you screwing up the race world, Roger, with you that. You're screwing up the guys with the promoters. And me as a racer, I am really offended by it. I mean, I don't care what you do with your race. That's your race. You know, to each his own. But if I can spend my money to build my bike, I damn sure can spend my money to get to any track that I want to. Now, I'm not going to tell you that when I get to your track that, okay, I expect you can let me go through the gate for free. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But for you to sit here and say you're going to pay somebody to come to a race, that is really putting a black eye on drug racing.
So what
is
doing? So
that is
my opinion. Not trying to step on nobody's toes. That's when the next guy goes to the next guy race. He gonna figure out I need to just go to the race. They gonna let me in free. This shit
right.
Working.
I mean, we travel 14 hours every time to come to North Carolina. And so, in other words, you want to, this is what it's looking like, Rod. So, if my bike go to somebody going to Memphis, and you got your race the same day. So now you want to try to throw over here, well, I'm going to pay you to come to my race to say this guy came to my race to promote your race, but you're paying that guy to come to your race. So really, you ain't promoting the race. You're paying for your race to come up. I mean, what, you trying to draw people just because you give them a couple of dollars?
You try to get the big mic. You try to get the big mic to bring the crowd.
You
know what I mean? You bring
the
crowd.
Okay, so you feel that you got to pay the big mic to come to your track? The big bike goes to Memphis. The big bike goes to North Carolina. The big bike's going everywhere else. So now all of a sudden you come in the game and you want to pay them because you need them to come to your track?
Nope. See, we this is what it is. All goes back. Everybody's doing everything this weekend. That's where it goes
back. So what
back.
Is this? That's where I go back. What is this now? This is sad. This is really sad.
No, so would it be bad? So would it be bad if I paid you to come to my race? You would take the money, wouldn't you? Or you
no,
wouldn't?
I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
Well, you're the only one who wouldn't take it.
I run my
thing the way I run it. You know what I mean? I'm a businessman. And you know, you might come to my race and blow your motor up, and you done spent thousands of dollars in fuel and ain't made a dollar. You understand me? And I got you headlining, and everybody want to see, say, the White Ghost or Katrina. They want to see these bikes.
So if you want to see my bike coming down the track, you want to see these bikes coming train, you tell me if I blow up. What I'm paying to get down there, and what you going to give me ain't going to do nothing to get my bike there.
No, but what I'm saying, if you go somewhere else, you ain't getting shit.
Well,
you ain't getting nothing.
You might go
to a track, and you not got a locked-in race. How about you ain't got a locked-in race for nothing? You just paid your gas, just go shake your ass in front of everybody. But I have an event. I just don't have a grudge race. I have an event. An event, not just fucking grudge racing. An event.
All right, guys, we got about 50 more seconds left.
Hey, Roger, is all your events eighth of a mile?
No, I got a quarter mile getting ready to come up in Rockingham.
When is that?
In July. We just got to make sure the date right. Ain't nobody got a date in July on that date.
So you gonna pay all the big bikes to come to your track in Rockingham? That's what you're telling me.
The ones that I'm promoting, I will pay them. Say if I get the White Ghost or Katrina, I'm paying them. I'm promoting them. That bike, that rider.
Roger, you really starting something. You really starting something. You should not be starting.
That's really bad.
You starting something you don't need to be starting, because don't know Ryder need to get paid just to come to events. And then their words to go, see, you want to pay Ryder to come, and that way it triple back down to everybody trying to schedule on the same day. If everybody put their own date, you won't have to worry about paying nobody, because they're going to be there anyway.
Then they're going to expect it every time.
Exactly.
Man, this is really sad. I'm sorry to say this is really sad.
It's beyond.
But all I know one thing. I'm gonna tell you this right now, and I might get my head bashed in after I get off this phone. But I'm gonna tell you this: if you give a race in Rockingham, and that the likes you headline, and I know they're getting paid, you'll never have to worry about seeing this Katrina camp coming. Now, I might get my head back.
Katrina might be one of the bikes
I'm
paying.
Well, I don't think we're going to.
That's what he said. He said he wasn't going to take the money, so high is he going to get hit like
that? I don't understand. Maybe I might get my head back in after this, but I doubt it. But I think you're making a sad day for racing, dude.
But let me ask you something. If you're having an event and you got entertainment, you got racing, you got all this going on in the field, you know what I mean? You never been to my event, so you don't know what's all involved in it.
That's your choice. If you're going to have all that, then you get that bill.
Yeah, I just said you got to get that bill. If it don't show up, that's on you. So what if it rained that day?
Well, look, I got them on contract. I'm paying them, you know what I mean?
I hate what you've done, man. Hey, I'm just one person, so I'm just going to shut up. I'm going to let that go.
Eugene, I'm on agreement with you. It's fucked up. It's really fucked up. That's fucked up.
Yeah, to me.
So have you ever heard somebody getting paid before me?
Well, listen, no.
I know you have.
From the way I see this, what you're doing right now, to me, you're trying to counter the market. We're trying to encourage people to come
exactly.
to the race that you give just because you paying them. Ain't nobody coming to the race. If you're going to pay them, they ain't got a race. They just going to pay your money. And say something wrong with their bike. But I'm going to drive 14 hours all the way to your race and on my own, and then you want to pay somebody who ain't going to eat no race?
And the person he playing probably ain't going to even race no way.
That's what I'm saying.
But one thing you ain't understanding, if I got you on contract, you're going to race. You got to lock in race. But that's I'm
and
just a business
man. Everybody wants your contract. And everybody trying to get a contract.
And everybody don't got to take it. It's your choice.
Okay.
It's your choice.
Let me ask you a question. Well, you tell me, you think you a draw more people by your race, and to say I'm gonna give you $200 or $300 to come, and I'm gonna pay your hotel bill to come to the race, right?
I'm gonna have more fans than racers. You hear me?
Okay.
I'm gonna have more fans. If the fans want to see these bikes,
Roger. All I'm gonna tell you is this: I see. Nobody can explain nothing to you or say anything to you. So do what you do, and whatever you track, you said it's on you. That's all you do.
Yeah, we got one more caller for our end of show here. We got 11-11, 5-3.
Oh,
11-53, your line is open.
Man, this show is so peaceful. The only person that came on here tonight was that pop was getting the feedback at somebody. I ain't never heard this man come on here acting like this.
Man. Hey, Pee-wee,
you got
Eric's
number?
Yes, I got one right now. I ain't got one, but you know what I mean, you tell me, am I wrong? You think I'm wrong, Mike?
Shoot me Eric's number. I mean, I'm just saying, you ought to make these guys pay. I drive all over the country. These people don't give me nothing. I gotta pay everywhere I go. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't trying to step up my toes, but I mean, to each his own. I think it's kind of, I think it's kind of bad because you pay these, you'll pay some of these guys, then they get to your event, they're gonna holler if they bike broke or something happened and this and that, and then you out of the deal, get you out of your money. They go perform.
Well,
you
he's not worried. He's not worried about Jefferson. All the thing. He want to do.
He's drawing the fans.
Yeah, that's what he's thinking.
That's gonna hurt your fans in the long run because the next time you do something, they're gonna be like, "Oh, that clown ain't gonna race. That clown gonna play like his bike off or whatever." You understand what I'm saying?
I mean,
hey, Mike, you just have to come to one of my events and just see how it works, bro.
Hey,
I mean, bottom line, bro. I mean,
Mike,
bottom line.
You're beating a dead horse, Mike. I already see that. We're beating a dead horse. So just let it go.
You say on the
19th?
Huh?
Hey, Mike, I'm going to get you that date. You know what I mean? Come. You know what I mean?
Make sure he pay you. What'd you say, Steve?
Mike, you a hell of a rider, Mike. I got a bike, Mike. I might pay you to ride.
Hold on, fella. What you say, Steve?
You know what Roger can do with his pad, if he want to pay something, let him take some of his money. Yeah, he gonna pay somebody $500,000. Pay that to the city while they can do something for the kids and
sell
it for the brothers.
Hey, look here. We give back to Susan G. Coleman. If you go to my page, we sponsor Susan G. Coleman, partner. We sponsor them. We give them money. They don't give me nothing. I give them money. Get that, now. Get that. Look at all the positive I'm doing. All the positive. Get all the negative.
Well, you might be doing positive. But negative is paying riders. Now that's negative. You might be doing good positive, but that's
but
negative paying riders. So,
hey, let me ask you something. Do you pay Richard to ride your bike?
Yes, we do.
Richard. Hold on.
Okay, then same thing, bro.
Hold on.
That's totally different.
Hold on a second. Richard ride for me. I don't need nobody. I don't need no sponsor. I don't need nobody to pay Richard. If he fly somewhere, I pay Richard. You know, Richard don't need no promoter to pay him. I take care of Richard. He got to fly and ride my bike. My insurance on his bike. On him, when he ride my bike, something happened to him. Richard went down on one of the bikes while I was in my camp. I took care of Richard. You know, I don't need no promoter. And Katrina don't need nobody to pay them to come to no track. It's sponsored by Brandy Trucking and Law and some of the wood people that people got business, cabinet trimming and all that. We sponsor our own shit. We don't need no promoters to give us nothing. And, you know, I go all over. We go anywhere somebody has a business. I really don't care, you know, about somebody telling me about they don't pay me. I don't need nobody to pay me because if I couldn't afford to come, I won't go. I don't need nobody to give me no money to come in no place. You know? That's the way I see it.
I think it's sad.
You know, as far as you're doing stuff for the kids, or you don't need it, you know, that's fine. You know, but, you know, guys in trust races, you know, that's where a lot of times, you know when you have these races, you need to get together, you know, promoters, you know, you just won this game for years, so you need to get with the other guys and kind of learn the way they go. You coming in the business and you're just stopping the business by paying some people. You might as well pay everybody then if you're gonna do that.
No, that's right.
You know, because everybody costs $3.07 a gallon, and costs $1.40 a gallon. You might as well pay everybody that comes to your race if you're gonna do that. You know? Or just have a big old $10,000 payout.
Well, we got classes paying $1,000 out for each class, bro. We already got that covered. We got all that covered. You ain't never been to my event, and so a man ain't never been somewhere. You sound like you down on it. Don't knock it until you try it, bro. For real.
I'm saying this. You saying you're doing stuff. You know you taking care
So you donate to this good cause?
Go to my page. I have a page specifically for people can look at this shit and see what I'm doing, bro. You know what I mean? You down and you knocking it. It ain't nothing but certain ones I'm paying that goes down to my event before that.
It don't sound like he's knocking it. He's knocking that you're paying for the riders. That's what he's knocking. That would sound like me. I might be wrong, but I'm trying to put words in his mouth, but that would sound like me. He's knocking that.
I'm not paying a rider. I'm paying a piece of equipment to come and show up.
To come to your event.
Yes, that's it. That's what it's about, bro. It's about a show. It's a show. Instead of all this talking going on, we got racing going on.
Okay, what if Chris told something and then just say Steve calls him, Roger paid me. Did you go pay me? And Chris gonna be like, well, I ain't never did
that. That ain't got shit to do with me.
Rod, let me ask you something. So you tell me, if you come to me, you're gonna come to me.
I can't hear you. Somebody got
sex in line. If Chris calls you, hey, Rod, I'm giving my race next week. Will you come to my race? So now you expecting Chris to pay you because you paying everybody else.
Exactly.
I don't expect Chris to pay me to come unless I'm bringing my piece of equipment. You know what I mean? If he wanted me on the headliner.
Why, if I'm a headliner?
Hold on, check this out, bro. I think y'all got it all twisted. I'm doing what I do. I can't help what y'all don't do. It's my event. You believe that? My event.
Well, you
ain't gonna tell me how to run my event. I'm gonna do my event my way.
Okay, good luck.
Good luck. One person you won't see at that.
I can tell you this, too. I'm going to give you a second person. You'll never see this Katrina camp at now one of your events if you're paying people
well,
to come to your
event. Well, you know, I respect that.
I see that. I might be overstepping my boundaries.
Yeah, I respect that.
I feel like you're mistreating some of the guys. If you don't pay one, pay them all.
That's it.
Exactly.
What you said.
You don't understand where I'm going with this. You know, and it's hard to explain it to you if you ain't, you know.
No, it's not.
You got to be at one of my events. Let me tell you something.
Okay,
say I got Katrina as the headline.
No. Just CC on that. No, we saw CC on your event. April something. CC was on your event. So if CC was custom colors on your event and you paid him, so that's everybody know about Katrina. And they said Katrina going to show up. You know why they going to show up? They really coming for Katrina. They're not coming for CC.
They coming for Katrina.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm saying to you. If I get Katrina as my headliner, they come to see Katrina.
Your headliner. You got custom cut as your headliner.
On what race?
I'm just making an example. If you got custom cut as your headliner, and everybody's come out and said, on Facebook said, Katrina Kemp going to be there. You know why they coming. They coming to really to see Katrina Kemp, not custom cut.
And custom cut is not going to be the one that's going to run them.
Exactly.
He ain't going to run them. So you don't pay him.
If you look at my flyer right now, this is an example, good example, the best example I can give you. Look at my flyer right now. Tell me what bike's on them.
I don't know. I haven't saw your page.
Okay. That's self-explanatory.
Can I step in there for a second?
Go ahead.
Hey, Roger, you just posted a flyer today on a race that's coming up here in when is that, June or July in South Carolina?
Yeah, that's this guy's race. I'm helping him promote it.
Okay, you
that
got
ain't my event. That's not my event.
Okay.
I'm no Mercy Motorcycle Grudge Fest. I'm no Mercy Motorcycle Grudge Fest. If somebody pays me to promote their show, that's what I do.
Okay,
I own an entertainment business. I promote people's shows. If you got a race, I don't care. I put that shit on my page. You feel me? It's about money with me, bro. It's business.
Hey, Chris.
So,
Chris, you need to start charging these guys advertising on your show, then, to be honest with you. You need to start charging them, Chris.
Exactly.
Well, Chris got packages for that. Chris, tell him you got packages for that.
Chris?
Gee, you need to start talking.
Chris got packages for that, homeboy. I don't think you heard me. Chris got his own packages for promoting on his show.
I promise you.
What did Chris? You know how you come first beginning of the show when you said anybody got any races need to speak now? You need to cut that out. You need to stop telling them to go to my packages and see your package when you want to promote.
Hey, Chris,
stop that. Then.
Chris, tell them what Chris, tell them what the number is for promoting.
I got a commercial. Okay, Rod, he got a number. Are you paying for it? Are you paying on it?
It's none of your business what me and Chris do, but Chris know what he inboxed me.
Oh, there you go. Yes, I know.
That's our business.
If you do it,
that's our business. You hear me? That's
okay,
our business.
Right.
Okay. Is that your business? Me and his business. If me and you doing business, me and you doing business, ain't nobody else business what we doing. For real, you do business like that? Let me find out.
Listen, all the guys that's in this camp with me. Don't show up at Roger's event.
I heard that.
You paying like a rider to go somewhere. They're going to expect it every time they go somewhere.
Certain guys would have ran 15 minutes over the show, so.
You got somebody that's not in your account going to second that emotion.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, guys. Yeah, well, we're going to set it down for the night. Hopefully, we can pick back up next week.
All my loot. All right,
everybody have a good night. All right, guys.